This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said on Sunday the phase of intense fighting against U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas in the Gaza Strip was coming to an end, but the war would not end until the Islamist group no longer controls the Palestinian enclave. Once the intense fighting is over, Netanyahu said in an interview with Israel's Channel 14, Israel will be able to deploy more forces along the northern border with Lebanon, where fighting with Iran-backed Hezbollah has escalated. Many Israeli towns near the border with Lebanon have been evacuated during the fighting. Witnesses say at least eight people were killed on Sunday in Gaza City by an Israeli airstrike outside an aid center run by the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees. VOA's Arash Arbasadi has the story.
It was just one such mass fatality event in recent days near a humanitarian aid facility in the besieged Palestinian territories. At least 25 people were reported killed in a bombing near a Red Cross field hospital in Rafah. Head of the International Committee of the Red Cross Rafah office, William Schomburg.
We literally found body parts scattered.
The Israel Defense Forces released video claiming to show strikes on Hamas military structures in the Gaza Strip at around the same time. Arash Arbasadi, VOA News.
Russian state news agency TASS says armed militants attacked two Orthodox churches, a synagogue, and a traffic police post in Russia's southern republic of Dagestan, killing a priest, a church security guard, and at least six police officers. Russia's National Anti-Terrorism Committee said on Sunday they were killed in quote-unquote terrorist attacks. This is VOA News. Russian authorities say six people died and over 100 were wounded in Ukrainian drone and missile attacks, while the second day of Russia's aerial bombing of Kharkiv in northeastern Ukraine killed at least one person. The dead in Russia included five people killed by falling debris from Ukrainian missiles shot down on Sunday in Sevastopol, a port city in Russia-annexed Crimea. A Russian state news agency citing the health ministry said 124 people were wounded. The attacks came after Russia struck Kharkiv on Saturday with four aerial bombs, hitting a five-story residential building and killing three people. A Greek motor yacht crew faced criminal charges over an island forest fire allegedly started by a firework display. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
A Greek prosecutor brought the criminal charges against the captain and crew of a large motor yacht. The vessel had allegedly been anchored just off where the fire started on the island of Hydra, with 17 tourists on board just a few days ago. The crew were arrested when they docked near Athens. None of the tourists were detained or charged. The prosecutor ordered that the 13 suspects be held in custody, pending their appearance before an investigating judge. Under newly adopted legislation, they face 10 to 20 years in prison if convicted. I'm Karen Chamas.
Cities on the U.S. East Coast were hot on Sunday as the heat dome causing the dangerous conditions expands to the West Coast. Reuters correspondent Trevor Corral reports.
More than 100 million people across the U.S. were under heat warnings on Sunday, with cities on the East Coast bracing for record-breaking temperatures. And while excessive heat is causing problems in many states, others are contending with flooding. And in New Mexico, officials are responding to multiple weather events, including a dust storm, flooding, and two wildfires. Research shows climate change is driving the dangerous heat waves across the northern hemisphere this week and will continue to deliver dangerous weather for decades to come.
Reuters correspondent Trevor Corral. The number of deaths during this year's Hajj pilgrimage totaled 1,301 people, Saudi Arabia's health minister said on Sunday. The minister, quoted by state television, said deaths were caused by pilgrims, quote, walking long distances under direct sunlight without adequate shelter or comfort. Fatalities also included several elderly people and those suffering from chronic diseases, and some 83% of the fatalities were among people who were not authorized to make the pilgrimage, he said. Find more online at voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey.